Order of worship, divine service, setting number 4, page 203. Page 203, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness, and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them together as printed on your bulletin insert. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted the service of angels and men in a wonderful order. Mercifully grant that, as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may also help and defend us here on earth. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
All angels, this is from Daniel, chapters 10 and 12. And behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up, trembling. Then he said to me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia, and came to make you understand what is to happen to your people in the later days. For the vision is for days yet to come. At that time shall rise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We read together the gradual for this day. He will command His angels concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. The epistle is from Revelation, chapter 12. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there is no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea! For the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Jesus is the Christ, the Son.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would have been better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptation to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come. But woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We now confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing now our hymn of the day, hymn 670. Please be seated.
mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, the gospel reading just heard, especially the last two verses. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ, many of you, when you were little and in confirmation class, learned a prayer that Martin Luther taught us in the catechism, one that we should pray every morning when we wake up. It is appropriately titled Luther's Morning Prayer. You might be very familiar with the words. You may not be. Pray along with me if you know them. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. We learn this. We pray this. Do we believe it? Do we believe that angels actually exist? Do we believe that God appoints an angel for his children, his followers, his believers, his disciples, to guard us and protect us? This sounds like so much pious kind of medieval spirituality, mythology thinking. How can 21st century people believe this, which is scientifically unprovable? Growing up in my hometown of West Point, when I was young, the high school gymnasium was small and antiquated, and we played our basketball games at the Catholic high school gym. GA Auditorium. Took me years before I found out that GA stood for Guardian Angels. That used to be the name of the grade school and the high school in West Point, Guardian Angels Catholic School. But by the time I was around, in the 60s and 70s, people had wised up. That was a silly name. That was a name that certainly wouldn't attract more students, more donors. And so, Guardian Angels Catholic School became West Point Central Catholic School. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was revisiting the Holy Scriptures. I'd like to think that. Maybe it was a big donor who wanted to get his way. I don't know. But just a few years ago, West Point Central Catholic High School changed its name back. Guardian Angels Central Catholic. GACC, if you're checking out the sports scores on any given morning, especially on a Saturday morning. At least in name, a significant number of people in my hometown publicly say they believe that there is such a thing as a guardian angel. And guess what? So does Matthew. And I pray, so do you. What do we know about the angels? Well, here's what God's Word teaches. It doesn't teach us maybe everything we want to know. But God's Word teaches us that angels are created beings. We don't know which day of creation God created the angels, but at some point in time, during that six-day creation, He created the angels. The angels are invisible creatures. Angels do not turn into people, and people, when they die, do not turn into angels. That is pious Hollywood nonsense. Angels are created beings. And as we prayed in our collect just a little while ago, that collect teaches us exactly what angels do. They serve and worship God in heaven, and they help and defend us. Huh? Who would have dreamt it? Angels are real. Angels worship God, and they serve the children of God. My friends, there was a war in heaven. There was a rebellion with the angels. The leader of the rebellion, Lucifer or Satan, took some of the angels who also rebelled. They are the demons. They are real and they exist. The angels who did not rebel, angels, are confirmed in their bliss. They cannot fall. Angels attended to Jesus Christ during His earthly ministry. Angels were with Him in the Garden of Gethsemane as He sweat great drops of blood in anguish, carrying your sin and mine. Angels announced the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's really what angel means. Messenger. You turn on TV, you read a romance novel, you go to a movie, you see and you hear all kinds of things about angels. Sometimes they're silly, sometimes they're jolly. John Travolta was an angel who had an addiction of sugar. And he was also a sleazebag. Michael, what a horrific show. Others, Nicolas Cage, was an angel who fell in love with a beautiful woman and decided he didn't want to be an angel anymore. Hollywood. Nonsense. Sometimes we see angels depicted as lovable, cuddly folks. Michael Landon, touched by an angel. Oh. God's Word teaches us something quite different about angels. When Adam and Eve sinned, and God removed them from the Garden of Eden and barred them from entrance into the garden, He put angels at the entrance with a flaming sword. The message was clear. If you want to die, just try to take on my angels. A general by the name of Sennacherib found out just how powerful one angel can be. One angel destroyed 185,000 of Sennacherib's troops in a single night. Think what would have happened if God had decided to send a whole legion of angels. When the shepherds tending flock of their over their tending watch over their flock at night had a visit from one angel, they were terrified. They fell down in fear. They were like dead men. Angels are powerful. Angels can be ferocious fighters. Which is good news. Because they fight for you. Their eyes are always on their Father in heaven. They know who created them and they know what their job is. Their job is to serve and protect God's children. There's a lot of talk in our text about children and how evil and wicked it is to treat children as a nuisance or an expense, a throwaway item. Children are precious in the sight of God. God uses them here as an example. We are to humble ourselves like little children. It would be greater and better to have a millstone tied around our neck and to be thrown into the depth of the ocean than to cause one of God's children to sin. This is how serious God takes His love and His care and His ministry toward children. My friends, as we have become so wise and so smart, following the lead of brilliant theologians from a century ago all the way up to today, anything that smacks of being unscientific or unreasonable, we throw out of the Bible. We demythologize it. Which means the miracles, maybe they happened, probably they didn't. Angels, they're not real. God's Word, there's some nice stories, but it doesn't really say anything to me today. And as we continue to go down that sinful path, eventually we get rid of Christ. We get rid of His sacrifice. We get rid of His resurrection. We get rid of the forgiveness of sins, and we are on our own. My friends, God loves His children. And you know what? That's you. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter if you're in Sunday school or in the nursing home. You are the child of God. Why? Because you were washed clean in the waters of holy baptism. You were declared His child. Good Friday and Easter, forgiveness and life were delivered to you. You are the recipients of all of God's blessings, including the invisible ones. Like an angel. A guardian angel. To protect you, to watch over you, to defend you with the mighty power of God. Think about your life. How many close calls you've had, walking down the street, in a car, on a train or an airplane, in the water, doesn't matter. How many times was there just no explanation for something turning out good or turning out right? Do we think to thank God for His divine providence? Do we think to thank God for the protection of His mighty angels? How rare. My friends, tonight we can repent of our sophistication to the point where we don't need God and His Word. Tonight we can repent for our taking for granted the little, the seemingly insignificant and even the invisible ways that God cares for us, His children. And tonight, we can rejoice that there are angels all around. And it is not just a pious wish, but it is reality. When in a few minutes, you will hear, "Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and glorify your holy name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty," where we join in worship with the angels whose face is on Christ, but we will open our mouths and receive the very body and blood of Christ for forgiveness, life, and salvation. This is real. This is God's love for you. And it is God's love that will never end. You're His child. You can count on His promises. You can cling to His Word. Sometimes those promises will seem so difficult to believe. Don't fall for the lies of the world. Don't think you're too sophisticated for God's simple promises. Cling to His Word. Surround yourself by people who will point you to His Word. And never, ever, ever lose hope. Because where the Word of God is, there is hope. Today and always. In a few days, I'm going to be in West Point. And as I drive by Guardian Angels Catholic School, I'm going to say Luther's, not morning prayer, but Luther's evening prayer. If you know it, meditate with me. I invite you to pray it with me. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our faith, our hope in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Not only does God teach us that He provides angels and a guardian angel to watch over and defend and protect us, He invites us as His children to come to Him in prayer. Please stand as you're able.
Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me, as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Grant your mercy and grace to all preachers of the word. We especially pray this night for Dr. Allman and his family as they consider the call to Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas. Grant them wisdom, O Lord, as they consider. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrifice to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend Raleigh, Marge, and Karen, and all who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy, grant us your daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares. Help us to trust in you to provide for all of our needs. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil, of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and to answer us, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Jesus, this time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God's providential care and His forgiveness, life, and salvation in Jesus would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Service of the Sacrament, page 208. We stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead, lives and reigns through all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. The same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Now this true body and precious blood of our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart with peace, with great joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and we sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 211. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of His coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
The Common Doxology.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements before we dismiss. Check out the Good Shepherd news and notes for all the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We've had a lot of stuff going on with regard to Disney and his being like the big spokesman here lately for the Crohn's and what's Colitis Foundation and all that, and there's a big event tomorrow night, is that correct, at Boston Market. So check out the news and notes, and really proud of you, Disney, by how you've been working hard and raising awareness and raising a few bucks along the way, too. So thanks for your work and efforts, and if you can support, it'd be a great, great thing to do. We also have another item. I don't know if it's in the news and notes or not. It's in our bulletin for tonight. We have a work day scheduled for Saturday. No football game on Saturday. And it doesn't start till 9 o'clock on Saturday, so you can sleep in after the Friday night football game. But work day outside primarily, supposed to be good weather and spruce things up before fall activities and Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that kind of stuff. So if you can help out, many hands make light work. So Pat, we've got Psalm 119 Bible study in the fellowship hall, and unlike most Wednesdays, the coffee is even fresh. Lifelight Bible study tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Continue our look at the book of Hebrews. And, Pastor, anything else? Okay. Have a great day and week and life under the protecting eye of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.